It just does. But Dr. Jeff Pasley, Dr. Barbara Bloomquist, they can help you out at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Janae Moss, who does the massage therapy there, can also help you out. 285-8483. They're located on Highway 14 in Millbrook. But the best place you can go is their website, millbrookchiropractor.com. That's going to give you all the information about Millbrook Family Chiropractic, how long they've been open. Well, the hours that they have. Monday through Friday, they're open. It's different hours and different days, but that all is going to be, you'll be able to find out all of that at your at the website, millbrookchiropractor.com. You can even set up an appointment there as well for Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
All right, random facts next hour, not headline news. Also coming up right now, we'll check traffic as we get close to 7.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're light to moderate all over Montgomery. I-65 and 85 moving through downtown Montgomery with no problems. Little congestion Eastern Boulevard between I-85 and Atlanta Highway. Some incoming traffic on Congressman Dickinson. And a little congestion at Highway 31 and Norman Bridge. That's about it this morning. No accidents reported in the area. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place, Shop Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Station Superstore, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chain.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jerry the Cheap and Trashy, I took grief because I didn't have the Kenny Loggins song written for the San Diego Zoo.
You got it.
Kids Channel. Well, here it is.
But you gotta be brave like a lion, strong like a tiger. Leave the fear far behind. Take your hand and I'll give you mine. You soar like an eagle, up where the future is waiting. Are you ready for a great adventure?
You know what? This is a really great tune.
Yeah. It's not bad.
It is. Sounds like a Kenny Loggins song.
Does.
I'm all right.
Let's see what he did there. All right.
This is it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something I can come, but I don't have it. I'm always in a danger zone when this kind of thing comes up at 7:04.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. 5 things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interest. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or BoGoodson@charter.net.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. As wind chill warnings stretch from Canada to Mexico, millions in Texas are going into their third day without electricity in sub-freezing temperatures.
Those are very dangerous temperatures. You can't even have your skin exposed for more than a couple of minutes in those kind of conditions. Plus, our bodies don't react to that well.
Francisco Sanchez, Deputy of Emergency Management in Harris County, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered an investigation into the outages. President Biden takes his COVID relief message to Milwaukee at a CNN town hall event.
But on the minds of many Milwaukeeans was when those schools are going to reopen. Biden also pledged by the end of July there would be 600 million doses available, enough for all Americans and a return to normalcy by Christmas.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America's listening to Fox News.
Every guy with a man bun is blowing clouds of nicotine. Like peaches and cream, smoke made of water, electronic high, smoke made of water.
8 minutes after 7 o'clock, rockin' hits, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Greg, Jay, Jesse, and now... Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
This time yesterday morning, it was snowing lightly. We don't have the snow issues this morning. But we are getting ready for a storm system that'll be moving in. We're still at 24 degrees right now. And let me double check on the wind chill at the moment. Wind chill factor... I don't see it. Oh, wait, there it is. 17, all right. Our forecast calling for not quite as cold this afternoon. High temperature in the lower 50s. Clouds increasing. Chance of showers late in the day. Periods of rain tonight and tomorrow. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. The low tonight, 44. High tomorrow in the mid-50s. Windy, sharply colder Thursday night and Friday. Friday's high only in the mid-40s. It'll seem colder. Mid-20s on Friday night. And then sunshine over the weekend. We'll be into the low 60s on Sunday. And that is the start of a nice warming trend that will last all through next week. And looking way out there, I don't see any more Arctic air, at least in the next, you know, 2-3 weeks. Right now this morning, 24 degrees, wind chill factor 17, the time 7:10.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
One of the big problems out in Texas is busted pipes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then a lot of that is still happening because the cold is still there and there's another storm on the way. If you have a busted pipe or whatever your plumbing problem is, call our friends at Plumbing by Luquire because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And the whole house plumbing inspection will be something that is great peace of mind, I think, because let's say you're getting ready to go on a trip out of town. You want to have the plumbing checked to make sure there's not something about to happen and become a major problem where you come home to you know, everything destroyed by maybe a corroded pipe in the attic from a water heater. It broke and flooded everything and ruined your carpet and ruined your drywall and all your possessions as well. Plumbing by Luke Quire, they're ready to go. 264-9666. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them. 264-9666. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
This is not headline news. An MTV Real World reboot with the original cast is in the works. If this excites you, you're a member of the original Real World cast. The winter storm forced Walmart to close some stores, but the bathrooms will remain open to prevent the disruption in methamphetamine production. Wallet Hub named West Virginia as the least educated state. Residents responded, "That's not true. East Virginia is a way dumber state." By the way, you know what website West Virginia residents go to for information? Wikipedia. And Jaguar announced that all their new vehicles will be electric by 2025. Men who drive Jags will now also be known for their tiny carbon footprints. This is not headline news.
They're really going to make all their cars electric by 2025? That seems ridiculous.
Well, and you brought up a great point about a trip, like a long trip, like you take. How's that going to work?
Well, you go 300 miles or whatever the battery charge lets you go, and then you got to stop somewhere.
And how many hours would that take to charge?
7 or 8.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, those things that charge the cars cost more than probably what you'd spend in a lifetime of fuel.
And they're powered by, guess what? Mostly coal and fossil fuel.
Exactly.
But you know what? The most important thing is that it makes people feel better.
It's clean energy. Yeah,
now, I drove a hybrid, and I loved it. It got great gas mileage. It performed well on the road. No issue with that.
So gas would kick in after the power?
After the battery charge.
Here's the thing. When I first got it, was the Ford Fusion, which I eventually traded in at Jack Ingram. And just as an experiment, I gassed up in Ozark, Alabama, to see how far I could go from there. 450 miles. A tank of gas. In fact, I probably could have gone further, but I didn't want to push the envelope in case the turnpike got blocked up or something, and I had to stop and run the engine because it was hot. But, I mean, that's cool. You know, stretching the fossil fuel is one thing, but, man, we're not anywhere close to being ready for that. And I'm going to be real eager to see how all of this works out. I think the first project they should take on is, how do we get the wind turbines to not freeze in cold weather? That would be a good start right there. And kill all the birds that they do, too. By the way, those big, gigantic things. I remember driving up 65 through Indiana, and they had a field of those as far as you could see to the east or west of 65. Actually kind of a cool thing that almost had a sci-fi look to it, that none of them were moving because it was a summer day.
Steel day.
Indian summer kind of day in October, and there was no wind.
I've got one better for you. Do you know what they do with the blades of those wind turbines when they have served their purpose or if they have shed them? That is right. They're not biodegradable.
No, they're not biodegradable.
So they fill the land, and they don't decompose.
So let's start a protest over that. You know, we can't have these because once they're making them out of a non-recyclable material seems kind of insane, personally.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in a big hurry because the world's going to end and yada, yada, yada. I have no convoluted intros.
What? Oh, no, the world is going to end with that.
Please clap. Check, please.
Well, I mean...
What else is on?
I don't know. If there's no convoluted intro to Random Facts, I guess you'd ask. Lewis Lawn is getting ready for the big mowing season ahead. It's where the pros get their equipment because they know if their mowers or edging or trimming equipment needs service, they can bring it there and get right back to business because those dance cards are full. It's amazing. You stop and talk to a lawn service. Hey, we'd like to hire you. We don't have any room. We can't take any more customers on. So they can't spare the time to be down for a day or two whilst waiting for something to get fixed. So they partner up with Lewis Lawn. But they're there for the do-it-yourselfers, too, with great product lines. One, for those of you who don't like pole starters or gasoline-powered equipment, That's the battery chargeable Ego line. And when I say you can, self-propel mower, you can do an entire lawn on one charge. They're lightweight. All you do is hit the on button to edge or trim. Certainly worth checking out, and like everything else they sell at Lewis Lawn. Warranted and can be serviced there. Stop by and see Chad, Sasser, Haley, TJ, and the great team at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that's just for a little bit longer. They'll be going to their summer hours soon. You can reach out to them by phone at 244-9191. At 716, local news, random facts coming up. New Food Outlet specials today.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An investigation into a car accident led police to a gunshot victim. Montgomery police responded to the 5700 block of Express Drive for the car accident last night. At the scene, they found a man who had been shot. He later died at the scene. Right now, no arrests have been made. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now over 378,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 20,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Statewide hospitalizations continue to drop and are just over 1,100. And the Montgomery Biscuits and the American Red Cross are hosting a blood drive today at Riverwalk Stadium. You can donate blood from 10:30 this morning to 3:30 this afternoon. Donors will get a free T-shirt and be entered to win a pair of Biscuits tickets. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There have been numerous accidents reported as a result of slick and icy roadways here in Texas. The entire state, for the first time in weather history, under that winter storm warning. We also had portions in West Texas that were under a blizzard warning.
Outside my window, cactus covered in winter. What the hell state am I in? I feel a redneck begin because I'm wearing a scarf and it's irritating my skin.
We lived in Texas.
Alice in Dallas done made me jealous with her shoveling skills. But sweet Eileen in Abilene's on her butt from those icy spills. I crashed my Lexus in frozen Texas.
Howdy, y'all. Yeehaw.
And snow ain't something I ever dreamed that I would see. It damn near wrecked us, the snow in Texas.
What do you do for a living?
Just whatever plunks my twice.
I suppose next we'll go ski in Tennessee.
And now,
from the Lexus in Texas to the nexus between you and the
random facts.
Whoa.
Wow. That was a lot to get in.
And he had to be really tight on the board there, too. It's amazing. Wow.
Did you know? What? Oh, God. Greg, you're so high maintenance.
I am today.
It was the best thing that I have ever heard ever. How will you top it?
The second one better be as good.
This better be as good, if not better.
What a bunch of crap.
Okay.
Did you know the movie Serpico was filmed in reverse? Al Pacino had to be shaved as they progressed the shooting. The movie starts out with him clean-shaven, but ends with him long hair and a beard.
Ah.
They had to do that in reverse in order to do it in the amount of time, I guess, they had him.
Right, because you know, he'd have to grow it. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And so, yeah, he was shaved to a mustache, and then eventually his hair was cut, and he was clean-shaven for the beginning of the film. I know when they did, and not to bring up your favorite actor, but I know when they did Castaway with Tom Hanks, they shot the stuff first, then they took a long break in between and worked on other projects while Tom went on a massive diet to get real thin and to let his hair all grow out, and then they went back and shot the rest of that.
Interesting. But they could have... No, that wouldn't have worked.
Well, his whole body had to change. It wasn't just facial hair, but his whole... Well, I guess they could have maybe CG'd it. I don't know. At the time, maybe not. I have no idea. Did you know the moon has moonquakes?
What?
There's earthquake... Well, they're not earthquakes because it's not the Earth. But there are...
Yeah. No? Yeah,
plate shifts on the moon, just like there is on the Earth.
Right.
And they have moonquakes. Which I guess that's what they would be called. You wouldn't be on Mars and say we just had an earthquake.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, we cornered the market.
We really did. Yeah. We monopolized that, didn't we?
A neutral term like Tumblr.
That's like when we declare Miss Universe. I mean, that's pretty pretentious.
It really was. Very, very presumptive thinking of our society.
It's also, what, the World Series?
The World Series. We won't even let Japan try. You know, and baseball's very big there.
That's right.
Did you know on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, each name is accompanied by a symbol? Those missing in action are designated with a cross. Now, if someone who was an MIA was to return alive, then the cross would be inscribed by a circle. But that has never happened.
Interesting.
Yeah. Did you know 99.8% of all matter that exists in our solar system belongs to the sun? This means that everything on Earth, everything that makes up the Earth, and everything that makes up all the other planets and the moon make up 0.2%. of all matter in our solar system. Wow. Because the sun is 99.8 of it. Holy gives you an idea of how big the sun is.
I never knew.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Did you know a group of crows is called a murder, and they're called that because a crow was considered an omen of death?
Understandably.
Mainly because after a big battle, crows would show up to the field.
Huh.
You know, wherever a battle took place, crows would show up and start picking at the... Yeah. And that was just considered an omen of death.
I still see vultures that roadkills in the middle of the
night. Did you know humans have a free-floating bone in the neck? It's what anchors the tongue in place. And it's also believed to greatly contribute to humans being able to talk in the sophisticated manner that we do today. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the Statue of Liberty.
Oh.
Lady Liberty, yes.
Stay tuned, Muffy. We have the food on us.
We'll also talk about an instrument called the Zambomba.
Is that thing on the on the ice?
It's no, not the Zamboni.
The Zamboni. Oh my god!
This is called the probably the Zambomba is probably what it is.
That was a TV show in the 60s about a kid in the jungle. Zambomba.
You can have your 9 years old in the fourth grade ready when we do that one, and you'll know why. We'll talk about bourbon vanilla, and why it's all vanilla and not bourbon. Tell you about that.
That's a scandal in the making.
We'll talk about an air hijacking.
Okay.
And what else? Oh, babies in sign language.
Ooh.
That's all coming up on Random Fact. That air hijacking thing, I think you'll know about, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. 7:25 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll have our pop quiz in a moment. Chance to win a $10 Food Network gift certificate. But everybody that calls who wants to stick around for a follow-up question will be eligible to win some great prizes at the end of the week in our grand prize drawing on Friday morning. Do that around 8:50. And one of the things you can win, the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Yet again yesterday, another call from a listener who tried them for the first time and was absolutely thrilled with the accommodations, the customer service, the attitude at, she was at the Prattville Millbrook location. She said, it's the happiest car repair place I've ever been to. Everybody is in such an upbeat mood.
Right.
And they jumped right on her situation, took care of it, and she was on her way. But if you need to leave your car for something more extensive, or that pesky check engine light comes on, Don Duncan's three locations can easily, with their state-of-the-art diagnostics, figure out what the issue is and get it fixed. They honor car insurance repair policies as well. Wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. And again, every accommodation that you need to partner up with them in the service and maintenance of your vehicle. With three locations, Prattville Millbrook on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. 7:27.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy on the Eastern Boulevard from Atlanta Highway to I-85 this morning. Have a lot of incoming traffic on Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive. Also, East South Boulevard busy. I-65 and 85, no problems on the interstate and no accidents into us to pass along at this time. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expenses, and no hassles. Call MCS and Wetumpka 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, we'll call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, we'll call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, we'll call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear located in the Covered Bridge Shopping Center in Prattville. Prattville and Millbrook's only Southern Lifestyle store. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm a vegan, and
I'm better than you, so I want a candy bar that's better too.
You demanded it, and we delivered with the Vegan Kit Kat. We took out whatever ingredient wasn't vegan and put in stuff that is.
But I want to impose my will on even more chocolate.
As is your right. Try vegan versions of other favorite candies, like Soy Milky Way, Baby Ruth without the baby, and 100% Henry-free O. Henry bars.
Did I mention I'm a vegan?
Twice, so you'll love all new Two Musketeers. One was canceled for eating a hot dog, and just in time for Easter, Cadbury Cream Oblong Spheres.
Eggs are murder.
Plus, they all have vegan printed on the label in bright red letters so you can tell the world,
look at me, everyone, I'm a vegan.
Vegan Kit Kat bars, give me a break. Seriously, give me a break, will ya?
And now,
Achtung, vegan, now enjoy part two of the Random Facts.
Wow, that's great.
Oh my God, that is the best thing you've ever said ever. How will you top it?
Heil!
Greg, I love you, if that makes any difference.
It does.
What was the name of that Christmas song? Heil be home for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got to actually play snow a little yesterday, since it did snow a little here in the middle of the river region.
Did you know the Statue of Liberty is worth less than $230,000 in scrap metal, which I know makes it sound like, oh, okay, that's still a lot of money, right? It is the third most expensive statue in the world.
We meant third most as far as the scrap metal in
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
So do you think we could kind of cash that in sometime and bring the debt down just
the way things are going? I wouldn't be surprised.
Don't give these idiots any ideas.
Thank you. I agree with Jesse.
The original building cost when construction started in 1875 was $250,000.
Back then, that was.
You mean that the material?
Yeah, it was $250,000 when the original building costs. Yeah. There's 31 tons of copper in it, and there's 125 tons of steel. That's in it as well. Now, a lot of people said, well, the Eiffel Tower's more. And I said, yes, but the Eiffel Tower is not a statue.
No.
These are statues.
In fact, the Eiffel Tower was only supposed to be temporary, wasn't it?
Yeah,
for the World's Fair,
for the World's Fair.
Yeah. The Statue of Unity in India sits at the number one spot with a total value of $192 million.
What's it made of?
6,000 tons of steel and 24,800 tons of bronze.
Now, which one is that again?
That's the Statue of Unity. It is the largest statue in the world. I do not have a size on this thing, but I've seen some video of it, like drone camera footage, and it gives me, I get a little, my stomach turns just a little bit, not because it's gross or grotesque, but just the size comparison, I get a little weird about it.
Where's it at?
India.
Oh.
It is in, somewhere in India. Really, really gigantic statue.
What's the other one that's ahead of?
The Guan Yu statue out of China.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, that one.
It's beautiful.
Now, it's completely made of bronze, and it's got, it's worth $10 million, 1,320 tons of bronze. Well, actually, that splits. 88% of that is copper, 12% of that is tin. So, yeah, 10 million there. So, did you know the Zambomba, or Bomba, the Zambomba, I think is what it is. The Zambomba is a very strange instrument. It is played by applying friction, moving your hand up and down a stick. And I guess I could give you an idea of what it sounds
so
like.
So you move your hand up and down like this, and it makes music?
Essentially, yes. It sounds, I don't even know where the speakers are in this thing. This is what it sounds like. That's somebody singing. But that thing underneath it?
Yes.
That sounds like a limbamba.
Yeah, that's what that is. And not that you need a... not that you need a visual on what it looks like to play this, but that's what it looks like to play it.
I'd be very good at that.
What are you doing?
I'm not. Yeah, I don't have the coordination to play guitar or anything. So
you've got a hotkey you put in just yesterday for something like this. Don't play it though.
Leave me alone. I'm a little bomb.
Yeah.
Fighting.
Manning was a great quarterback. Back to you, Jay.
Peyton Manning. Did you know bourbon vanilla refers to vanilla beans from the Bourbon Islands and has nothing to do with whether or not the vanilla contains bourbon? That's just what it means. So if something is bourbon vanilla, it doesn't mean that it's been coated in bourbon.
I got to find out where
that's very misleading.
Rich needs to find out where the Bourbon Islands are. Because I need to go there. It says including Madagascar, so maybe around that way.
Okay.
The Bourbon Islands. Did you know the first in-air hijacking of an aircraft in history won the hijacker a Distinguished Flying Cross?
Wait a minute. Is this in Canada by any chance?
Actually, no. It was not in Canada. Okay. No. It did take place in 1942. There were three crew members who were shot down and were taken aboard some Italian seaplane. And they were treated well. They were treated like prisoners of war. They came on. They weren't treated bad, but they were prisoners of war. And so they were flying to the POW camp where they would get off, where they would be dropping them off. And the three guys overtook the plane.
Never heard that story before.
No, I know.
They flew it back to their base, unfortunately facing enemy fire because...
They thought, yeah.
That's not one of ours. Shoot it down. Which they did shoot it down, but the members survived, and they were rescued, and they got a Distinguished Flying Cross.
That's
wow,
that's a
wild story. Wow. Yep.
Did you know that babies can acquire sign language just like they would acquire any other language?
I believe that.
It follows the same patterns as vocal language acquisition, where deaf infants, if exposed to sign language early, they start to babble, they put that in quotes, 1 to 2 sign sentences around the time that their hearing counterparts start to actually babble words. It's all in relation, I guess, to their exposure of what is given to them. That they just latch on to it.
Do you know who knows how to sign?
Your wife, yeah.
Yeah, Mrs. Ritterbuttle. She said...
She's ASL, I think, right?
She taught both of her sons as babies sign language. One could say, "More milk, please," in sign language at 9 months old.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they learn... It's amazing how it picks up from babies. Anyway, those are your random facts.
Wow.
Isn't she amazing? All right, let's talk Adam's Drugs and your health. We have had fun with it, but the fact is, when the weather is cold and chilly and your skin dries out, there's a solution at the Adams Drugs nearest you. Ask for it by name, butt paste. This is their own formula that, above and beyond being an immediate relief for diaper rash with babies, which can, crying infants, oftentimes that's the cause of it. It also works on a number of other skin conditions. In fact, we had somebody recently at our Wednesday night gathering who had scraped their hand. So I went and got it out of the car, and immediate relief to that raw skin.
I've got it in a prominent place in my bathroom now. It's great. It's great to have for a lot of things.
Got one right here in the back. Yeah. Right here in the back. Above and beyond that, though, Adams Drugs, with 12 locations locally, has been a solution for many who found themselves waiting in long lines at big box stores. Suddenly, the idea of getting your prescriptions there wasn't so great when you had to wait for your turn to go in the store. Their customer service is second to none. They have pharmacists who are great and personable and ready and willing to answer your questions where people are not getting that personal level of attention. It's your health. It's critical. So why not give Adams Drugs a try? Support a great local group of people, a great local business that's been serving the area longer than any other local pharmacy since 1962. They're almost closing in on 60 years total. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nurse you have. Okay, the caucus has occurred. Let's see what our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question is going to be.
Well, okay, he sent me this other one here, and that's the one I was actually going to go with. We specifically talked about a movie on our first random fact that we did, and it's not the movie that has Tom Hanks in it, so it's not Castaway. What was the movie we talked about in the very first random fact?
272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. First person wins a $10 head start at Food Outlet. But stay on the line and answer a follow-up question. Double your chances to win in the grand prize drawing on Tuesday. 272-9228. We are standing by for your winning call right now. Traffic at 740.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident. I-85 southbound just before Montgomery. Car got rear-ended. They're right in the center lane. Use caution. Traffic's beginning to back up there. Elsewhere, we're pretty busy around Montgomery right now with congestion on the boulevards. I-65 and 85 very busy through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence also sells and installs doggy doors. Some even have security systems only allowing your pet inside. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, all the pressure is on Steve to win our pop quiz question. Good morning.
Well, good morning. We all have Cabin Fever, and I sure remember that off of the Muppets Treasure Island movie.
Well, that's not the one we talked about.
Nope.
Oh, that wasn't?
Nope.
No, that's not it.
Nope.
We did talk about that movie, but that was not
part of Random Facts.
Ah, okay. All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you. All right, we need a caller at 272-9228.
I felt certain that he would get it.
Thank you, Stephen, though, for trying. You are in the grand prize drawing.
Can you say? Can we say that it was shot in reverse?
Yeah, it was shot in reverse because by the end of the film, the main actor had to have long hair and a beard, which he already had when they started filming. So they had to shoot all of that stuff first and then gradually, you know.
This is the first random fact.
Shave him down.
Yesterday we did the first random fact and phones went berserk.
Yeah, of course. Oh, now we got a call.
Let me grab this one at random. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's William.
William, you got the winning answer for us.
Apatico?
Say it again.
Zapatico?
No, that's not the name of it.
Oh, man.
Jerry G, hang on.
But all right, you're in the grand prize drawing. Thanks. So don't feel bad. Don't feel defeated.
Hang on. Got your name. There you go.
It's Gary.
Hi. Hey, good morning, guys.
Gary, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm hoping it's Serpico.
Serpico is correct. Sabatico is not. Serpico, yeah. That is correct.
No, I hate to say
good.
It. It's not that
thank
I have short-term.
That was a great movie.
It's not that I have short-term memory loss, who's but this? I couldn't remember the name of the movie.
Is that right?
And I was sitting here, and I remember listening to it.
Yeah.
All right, so hang on. You are the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate winner. Want to do a follow-up with Edward?
Hey, Edward, how are you?
Doing pretty good. I'll give it a shot.
Okay. What is a group of crows called in collective? What is the name given to a group of crows?
Oh, I want to say a murder.
Murder is correct. It's a mystery. Murder mystery.
Yes.
Way to go, man.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah. That's it.
You have doubled your chances of the grand prize drawing with your correct answer. Thank you so much. It is 7:44.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Yeah, we're checking out the current temperatures around the area, and instead of single digits, we're in the teens this morning, so it's an improvement, and certainly no snow out there this morning. Our forecast for today, not quite as cold as yesterday. With the high temperature was yesterday was 35. We'll be in the low 50s today. Clouds increasing, chance of rain by late in the day. Periods of rain by tonight and Thursday. Can't rule out a stray thunderstorm. Chance of some stronger, possibly severe storms down in South Alabama. Low tonight, 44. High tomorrow in the mid-50s. Then windy and sharply colder as the rain comes to an end Thursday night and into Friday. Friday's high only in the mid-40s, but it'll seem colder with the winds and will be in the mid-20s again by Friday night.
and Saturday morning. Sunshine over the weekend with low 60s by Sunday, and that starts a major warming trend. Right now this morning, 24 degrees, wind chill factor 17 at 746.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Today being Wednesday, the food outlet specials change, and we'll run down everything you can save money on above and beyond cost plus 10%. That in a couple of minutes. We have animal stories just ahead at 7:45.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now over 378,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 20,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Statewide hospitalizations continue to drop and are just over 1,100. An investigation into a car accident led police to a gunshot victim. Montgomery police responded to the 5700 block of Express Drive for the car accident last night. At that scene, they found a man who had been shot. He later died at the scene. Right now, no arrests have been made. And the Montgomery Biscuits and the American Red Cross are hosting a blood drive today at Riverwalk Stadium. You can donate blood from 10:30 to 3:30. Donors will get a free T-shirt and be entered to win a pair of Biscuits tickets. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, two rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February sweetheart of a deal. Two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
When you see a yellow spot inside your house on the roof, you have big problems, folks. Right now, C&G Roofing is offering something special for the month of February only. $250 off credit. That's right. You can credit it to your deductible, or you can upscale your shingles if you'd like. C&G Roofing. Listen, things get slow during February. They're wanting to say thank you for the many, many years you've used them. Call them today. C&G Roofing, 313-3958.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba! Digital Chase, who's all empty now. Time for today's edition of Animal Stories. These would be true tales from the Wild Kingdom, pun intended, Wolfman to the vocal on Tusk. Yesterday I was short, today I went long. My timing is a little bit off. All right, our first story comes from San Antonio, Texas. We've certainly heard a lot about San Antonio and other Texas cities because of the incredibly cold weather they're dealing with. But this has nothing to do with weather. Officials there seized an illegally kept tiger found in a cage on a property. The Bexar County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to the report of a tiger sighting in San Antonio. You don't get those calls too often. And found the big cat in a cage on a property on the southwest side of the city. Why do people do that? A tiger in a cage. The sheriff's office said tigers are legal to be owned in Texas with proper permits, but they are banned from Bexar County and the city itself. Officials seized the tiger. It'll be taken to the Southern Wildlife Rescue Organization, where it will be checked out for health, treated, and then free to live a life of religious freedom.
Did this happen during the current weather, or was it
just before? Just before. Am I the only person who is a little wary of the emu limu, the limu emu on TV? That bird.
What gets to you?
That commercial? I'm over it. I was over it the first time I saw it.
Police in Utah said officers there were dispatched on a report of an escaped emu running loose in a town while its owner pursued. The Lone Peak Police Department said the flightless bird's owner called cops early in the morning to report the emu had escaped from its enclosure and was evading pursuit. Officers arrived on the scene. I'm going to presume that that was Law and Order Special Emu Unit. They discovered the big bird's owner had returned the bird to its cage. Emus are native to Australia. They're the second largest birds in the world after what?
Ostrich?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Good work. Dinosaurs are animals too, right?
Yeah.
Scientists at Harvard now have a new theory on why dinosaurs disappeared. They say the impactor wasn't from a mammoth asteroid that originated from relatively nearby, somewhere between Mars and Jupiter, but instead from a smaller comet that came from much further away, specifically a region known as the Oort cloud at the edge of the solar system. Under this theory, the comet came whizzing along when it got knocked off course by Jupiter's gravity and sent near the sun, whose forces caused it to fragment. One of those fragments, about the size of Boston, hit off the coast of Mexico and caused what's known to be the Chicxulub disaster.
So we can blame Jupiter for this.
Uranus had nothing to do with it.
Thank you.
Well,
Thank you.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Well, yeah, sometimes, right? But Jesse puts up with us.
I do, yes. But actually, y'all are my morning comic relief.
We try to be that. And one of these days, our listeners are going to view us the same way. We keep waiting.
Patiently. I don't know. I think that they view us that way already because, you know, I mentioned to you the show that we did at Prattville Pickers. I had people saying that they just love how much we make them laugh in the morning. So that's good.
Right. Glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that.
I hope it's when we're saying funny stuff.
It is.
Yeah, they're not, they're laughing with us and not at us, which is very important when it comes to the whole laughter thing. All right, let me bring up the food outlet specials for the week. This is, you know, it's cost plus 10 throughout the store, but every week they mark down a few items, and you can save additional money. And I just had that thing on the screen. There it is. New York strip steaks, $5.99 USDA. These are high-quality strip steaks. They sell them individually. They can also sell them in packs of three or four, whatever you need. And they're always good. A little cricket dust.
Yeah.
Little...
Is that on the menu?
Yeah, next week it will be, yes. Okay. Doing them 2 weeks in a row. Shotgun Rub is a great steak rub they sell at Food Outlet.
Slap Your Mama's good, too, by the way.
Yeah,
Slap Your Mama. It's very good.
Ground Chuck. Good. You know, we didn't get a chance to make the meatballs for this week, and I'm very sorry about that. But ground chuck is so critical to making a very flavorful meatball or burger when you mix it with regular ground beef. And it's rarely at this price, $2.36 a pound.
Wow.
That's an excellent deal. A pound of Ziegler sliced bacon is only $3.96. Bluebell ice cream, the full half gallon, for $4.98. A head of lettuce, 97 cents. They're usually... You know,
much higher.
Yeah, especially at the big chain stores.
Big box stores.
Get two dozen Surefine large eggs for $3. Mm-hmm. Star-Kissed tuna, 5 ounce cans in oil or water, 80 cents each. Save throughout the store, but it's cost plus 10%. You'll save big bucks without clipping a coupon. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street west of 31 in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning at the Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 4 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident a little earlier just before Northern Boulevard on I-65 southbound. Car was rear-ended in the center lane. Last report, it was still there. Traffic is now backed up past the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. If you're sitting in that, be patient. They'll get you by just as soon as possible. Elsewhere in Montgomery, we're light to mostly moderate traffic all over the city right now. I-65 and 85, a little busy through downtown Montgomery. And we've got a travel advisory for Highway 82 out of Prattville. If you're headed to Tuscaloosa, overturned 18-wheeler still has that highway blocked at County Road 40. No traffic in either direction is moving there at this time. Buckle up, we'll keep you updated. Reinhardt Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Happening now at all locations of Gray's Tire and Auto, it's the BF Goodrich President's Day promo.
Get a $50 Visa reward card rebate plus a matching instant in-store rebate when you purchase four select BF Goodrich tires. That's right, a total of $100 in rebates for 1 week only.
Don't miss the in-store matching rebate on BF Goodrich happening now.
See store for details or visit GraceTireCenter.com for locations.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it. Or you can trade it in. Or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
This station presents